John Kiefner has owned a farm for several decades in central Illinois. These days he has been following news about the Chinese president's state visit. Kiefner says new cooperation in agriculture between China and the U.S. will bring a lot of change to his daily life.
It's very important. Within a week, I'll be harvesting soybeans that I've grown under contract. They will be shipped to China. So we want those markets to continue. The economy has been growing at an incredible pace. Since China is such a huge trading partner for agricultural products, agricultural products that I grow, we welcome the chance for our presidents to meet and for them to do anything they can to increase trade.
Kiefner is growing 120 hectares of soybeans this year. Over a quarter of that harvest will go to China, and that alone will increase his profit by at least 20%. Farm owner Roger Ken has also benefited from increasing trade in agriculture, as three-quarters of his grain will be exported abroad. He says his family probably wouldn't lead such a good life without the Chinese market.
China comes here and buys our grain, and we're very happy with that because we, want to provide revenue to feed our families here. And we are probably, if we didn't have that Chinese market, probably our quality of life wouldn't be as good as it is today.
Ken believes the Chinese market is playing a big part in the success of American agriculture. During Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to the U.S. this week, China and the U.S. jointly announced a series of agreements on issues such as climate change, cyberspace, bilateral trade, and infrastructure construction. For CRI, this is Sophie Williams.